Good morning, Facebook. Good morning, YouTube. And good morning to my podcasters. It's almost lunchtime here in the high, cold Fairbanks, Alaska. So today I want to carry on. I'm going to share a couple announcements first. You know about my books. You can go to my... email, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com, and we'll get you these two books, $25 paid shipping, that is including shipping for both books. I will sign them for you, and I just bless you with that. I mean, those books, even if you want to give them away to somebody, it's fine. If you want to be able to purchase one of them, it's $15 each, or you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. You can get them from all over there, okay? I just want to let you know, too, that we're going to be having a healing, I don't want to say healing rooms, but kind of like that. What we're doing is we have limited space. So if you want to come to Fairbanks for 3 days, at least 3 days, you can do this. What we will do, you'll have housing, you'll have food, you'll have personalized prayer. Somebody will pray over you, and you will get healed of your affliction. And I know that because that's what Jesus does. And so declaring over you the declarations of the Word of God. We will pray over you in healing and start to see you at least get better. I want to pick up on something here from that we talked about yesterday. And this is that in Matthew chapter 8, 16 and 17, and also Isaiah 53, I want to talk about this for just a second. The prophecy states he has borne he has put upon himself the sicknesses, our sicknesses. And this includes all others, as well as those in Capernaum at the time. Now, this preacher came out and he had said that, and it's really sad, but this preacher came out and he said that Jesus healed in Capernaum because he was alive, and that his healings ended there, and it's not something that was paid for on the cross. It was something at that moment that Jesus did. And so it's really sad that he would say that, but he did say it. And the deal is that Jesus also had people come to salvation, and Jesus hadn't died yet. As best as they could, they came to salvation. And so if salvation is born on Calvary, so is our healing. And this is what happened. When we see him dying, especially in Isaiah 53, we see him dying for our sicknesses, our pains, our transgressions, our iniquities, our peace, and our healing. For by his stripes we are healed. Peter says, by his stripes we were healed. He caused, God had caused to come upon him the payment for our punishment. Our punishment was set on Jesus, okay? In fact, the wrath of God was poured out on Jesus. And so God's wrath is no longer on us. It was on Jesus. And if we believe, then we do not carry with us the punishment. The Bible says the punishment for our peace was laid upon him, the punishment for our wholeness. Paul says that he was made sin for us who knew no sin. Likewise, he made him sick for us who knew no sickness. Peter said this, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree. Isaiah says, surely our sickness he has borne and our pains, and he has carried them. The Leser translates it, only our sickness did he bear, having none of his own. He bore all of it. He became that on the cross. The punishment for us was laid upon Jesus. Now I'm going to say this. We're starting an outreach here in Fairbanks, and it's going to be Friday night. Friday night you can come and to the house. Just message me or email me at tomandsarahministries@gmail.com if you're in the Fairbanks area. And we're going to invite you. I'm going to invite you to come. And in this meeting, we're going to be having worship, prayer for the sick. We're going to be praying for the needs of people and watching miracles happen. Now, the idea is the lost would come to Jesus. That's the hope. And that's the desire of our heart, is that people would be born again. And that's what we really want. I'm seeing people at the store and watching what God can do. And I believe that God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me. So come Friday night, if you're in Fairbanks, come message me, write a comment, and I'll tell you what the address is. You come, at 7 o'clock is when the meeting is going to start. We're going to go live on Facebook if you want to watch it at Tom and Sarah. And we're going to go live, and then the worship time is going to be awesome. The prayer time, the word of God is going to be expressed, and we're looking for revival here in Fairbanks. And so I'm going to create a hashtag called Revival Fairbanks, and I know what God spoke to me. He said that revival was coming. So that's just an aside as we're talking about this. Jesus went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body, to redeem man, spirit, soul, and body. Therefore, the cross is the center of the plan of salvation for man in all three facets, spirit, soul, and body. Every form of sickness and disease was included in Calvary, and it's included in the curse of the law. You can read Deuteronomy 28. In Galatians 3:13, we have a positive statement that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us on the tree. So we have tuberculosis, we have fevers, hemorrhoids, scabs, all those curses of Egypt are not going to come on us. That includes cancer, the flu, mumps, measles, and other modern diseases such as the plandemic COVID. Now, I've prayed for many people who tested positive for COVID, and they don't have COVID anymore because of the sacrifice of Jesus. When Adam, and the thing is that Christ, the healing that God did provide was for everybody, okay? And Jesus healed them all, no exceptions. And here's the best part. Let's look at this. Adam, by his fall, brought disease into our bodies. Disease is therefore the work of the devil. Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil in the body. The redemptive name Jehovah Rapha, or Rapha, however you want to pronounce it, reveals God's redemptive provision for our bodies. On Calvary, Jesus bore our sicknesses. He was made a curse for us. He bore our sicknesses. He heals our diseases. By his stripes, we are healed. The same as the inner man. The same as the body. Sickness is to the body what sin is to the soul and the spirit. It's incredible. When you think about what Jesus did on the cross, you can then destroy the works of the devil through the atonement, through the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for you and for me. What does this mean? It basically means that you have in your and you're living inside of you, because Colossians says that he lives inside. We got all of Jesus. When we got saved, we got all of Jesus. And because of that, his sacrifice was for us, and we are now set free of the curse of the law. Because the Bible says, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Jesus did that for us, but he didn't stay dead. That was on Friday. I remember the sermon can't remember his last name now. Anyway, he preached this message. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Friday, you know, we were sick. Friday, we were dying. But then Sunday came, and Jesus rose from the dead to break the power of death. The Bible says in Corinthians, he says, I think it's 1 Corinthians 15, that the final foe to be defeated, past tense, is death. Death is defeated. I believe this, that the believer does not experience the pain of death. The believer does not experience death. The believer passes from life into life. When this body of yours stops breathing, you go from here, earth, to heaven. That's a promise. That's the promise of God, that you go to heaven. So you go from this earth, absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen. So you no longer have the pains and sickness of this body. You don't have to go through this stuff anymore. Now, I believe this, and you can argue with me if you want to, but you don't have to sin if you don't want to. You don't have to sin if you don't want to. You don't have to remain sick if you don't want to. I remember I was in downtown Reading near the library, and I asked a guy. He was in, he was homeless. He was living off of SSI or what do you call that, disability. And so I asked him, "Do you want to be healed?" And he said, "No, because I would lose my disability and I'd have to go back to work again." If you don't want to be healed, God's not going to heal you. If you don't want to be saved, God's not going to save you. God does not send you to hell. God does not make you sick. You really have to fight hard to want to go to hell. You really have to fight hard to want to be away from Jesus. You have to fight hard not to be healed. You have to release your body. Does that mean people don't struggle with it? No. What it means is that we continually come to him, not begging, but proclaiming the word of God, that by his stripes we are healed. We're not going to die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He sent out his word and he healed them. He forgives our iniquities and he heals all of our diseases. You declare this word, even if it's just those verses. You declare them, and then God comes in. And then God changes the world, changes your life, and makes you whole again. You don't have to stay that way. Now, I told this story before, and I'll tell it again. I don't have a problem with it. This guy, he's in a wheelchair. He has no legs. And I elbowed my friend, and who ended up being a pastor of a church. And I elbowed him, and I said, "Hey, wouldn't it be cool if we went out and prayed for that man and he got his legs back?" And then we drove off. That's when you start thinking like heaven. Now, we could have gotten out of the van and done it. Even if his legs didn't grow out, that wasn't on us, that's on God. But that's the key. If you start thinking like that, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Stop having the mind of this world. We have the mind of Christ. Do you think that Jesus would have made an excuse why somebody didn't get healed? He didn't have to. Everybody was healed. And he was man as much as he was God. He was 100% man and 100% God at the same time. And he still relied on the Holy Spirit so that he could see what the Father was doing and do it. Hear what the Father was saying and say it. Isn't that cool? Holy smokes, man. We get to do this. We get to do this. Why walk around and have a defeated attitude? Like, please, you know, and almost like, you know, you're living in defeat if, you know, if you ask for prayer for your mother because she's not well. Now, I remember Catherine Coleman on her deathbed when she was in the hospital. I think she was in the hospital. And Oral Roberts was there. And Oral Roberts shares his testimony that he knew. He said, Catherine, the presence of God is here to heal you. And she said, she did this. She wanted to go to heaven. She was a relatively young gal. I think she was 67 or something like that. Her heart was double the size. She had to go to open heart surgery. She wanted to go to heaven. That's your choice. You have the same choice every day. Now, you know, I've been having hip and back problems for the last few days. I believe it's a cold. But I've been just declaring the word of God. Am I upset or trying to going to make a doctrine about the fact that God was healing me instead of a miracle happening? No. No. I'm telling you that all you have to do is believe on Him. Put your trust in the one who is faithful. Somebody's listening right now who has a right hip issue. Your right hip is, I don't know if it's out of joint or whatever, but it feels, and it's the muscle in there, it's just harsh, and it hurts, and you have a hard time walking. I don't know if it's connected to the sciatica, but receive the healing of the Lord. I see God healing you. Take it. When you start doing that, people start to make comments about you. I remember we were in Long Beach, Washington, and we had a church, and we had it on Saturday night, and we were meeting in a Nazarene church, and I'm not going to go through all of the details of it, but we were meeting in a Nazarene church, and then eventually the movie theater guy came to me and he said, hey, would you like to use the theater? I said, sure. So we did some trading and stuff. Anyway, the deal was that people started to come to the church and they said, if you want to get healed, you're going to go there. If you want to get healed, you're going to go to that church. And they came in because people were being healed. I remember our first healing in the movie theater. This was crazy. We started worship, and I remember on the first chord, this woman's hands goes up and she starts screaming. Now, I just went on with the worship, and people, and this woman was screaming. She was, obviously, she was happy. And so after the, I didn't let her get away with it. So during, before the message, I said, tell me what happened. Tell us what happened. And she said that, She had been stiff in her shoulders and she couldn't lift them at all. And she said as soon as the music started, she felt heat go throughout her body and she was able to raise her hands unto the Lord. She was able to raise her hands. And God healed her. And God healed her. Praise God. And I said, well, ma'am, you just go ahead and scream. Jesus is good. You want to get healed? That's what you do. You open yourself up and say, Jesus, I want to be a vessel of healing. And watch what God does. And God's not a man that he's going to lie. He's not the son of man that he's going to lie or deceive anybody. If he says it, he will do it. Jesus said this in John 14. If you ask anything in my name, in other words, if it's contained in his redemptive name, he will do it. And healing is part of that. He will do it. Okay, I'm going to read here from Luke chapter 7. This Roman soldier came, and he had a beloved servant. This is verse 2. He valued highly, and the servant was sick to the point of death. And when the captain heard that Jesus was in the city, he sent some respected Jewish leaders to plead with him to come and heal his dying servant. So they came to Jesus and told him, the Roman captain is a wonderful man. Anyone deserves to have a visit from you, it's him. Isn't that funny? We start to bribe God. He deserves it. Won't you please come to his home and heal his servant? For he loves the Jewish people, and he even built our meeting hall for us. So Jesus started off with them, but on his way there, he was stopped by the friends of the captain who gave this message. Master, don't bother to come to me in person, for I am not good enough for you to enter my home. I am not worthy enough to even come out to meet you. But if you would release the manifestation of healing right where you are, I know that my young servant will be healed. Unlike you, I'm just an ordinary man, yet I understand the power of authority. I see that authority operating through you. I have soldiers under me who obey my every command. I also have authorities over me whom I likewise obey. So, Master, just speak the word and healing will flow. Jesus marveled at this. He turned around and said to the crowd who had followed him, listen, everyone, never have I found even one among the people of God, a man like this who believes so strongly in me. Jesus then spoke the healing word from a distance. This miracle, this implication of the miracle is that Jesus spoke the word. Remember Psalm 107. He sent out his word and he healed them. And when the man's friends returned to the home, they found the servant completely healed, doing fine. All right? So another key for healing is understanding your authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28, all authority, everybody say all. All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Therefore, you go and make disciples of all nations. You go and make disciples of all nations. So if the authority is given to him and he lives in the true believer, therefore the true believer has the authority of Jesus when he goes, and he just needs to speak the word. So you can pray for the sick, or you can declare over the sick, over Zoom, over YouTube, over doesn't matter, over Facebook, and they will be healed. I remember I had I don't know how to pronounce it, but plantar fasciitis or whatever it is on the bottom of my foot, and I couldn't walk. I was having trouble walking. The pain was incredible. I was working on concrete at the time. And it was a sad situation. It really was. And I remember Randy Clark was on God TV. I don't know if you watch God TV, but I did. I watched God TV. I was watching God TV. And then in the middle of that thing, the guy calls out, foot problem near the ankle, plantar fascia, or whatever it was. It was a tendon or ligament or whatever it was. And he said, just get up and start dancing. So I didn't want to do it, but somebody said, no, you need to get up and do it. That was the instruction. So I got up and I started jumping up and down. As I started jumping up and down, The pain instantly left. The pain instantly left. Wow. Powerful. Powerful. God does exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Is it a creative miracle somebody needs? I don't know. You can still go for it. Jesus said, heal the sick. He didn't say pray for them. He said, heal them. I remember in Spokane, I wasn't there, but although people think I was, John G. Lake started healing rooms in Spokane, Washington, so much so that it became the healthiest city in the United States during that time that he was doing that. And what he did was he had what he called healing technicians. And they stayed in the room with you until you were healed. You weren't allowed to come out. You didn't get certified until that person was healed. They stayed in that room. That's kind of what we're starting here. For a small fee, you can come. That would just be for your living and for your food. And we will pray for you. We will pray for you and see that you till you get healed. God is amazing. And so understand, we'll pick up Luke chapter 7 tomorrow, but understand this, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think according to the power that works in him, in you. And that power that works in you is the power of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive, what does it say? Power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You're going to tell the world, and you're going to do it. You're going to do the things that Jesus did and greater, according to John 14. Jesus steps it up a notch. You're not going to get away with this stuff. You're going to do the things that Jesus did and greater. Praise God. I'm excited about it. All right. Tomorrow we're going to continue with Luke chapter 7, and also we're going to start doing declarations. I'm going to take you to some places to do some declarations, and you can pray these or declare them over you. Now, as a king and priest unto the Lord, you can decree them. See, we fight the enemy not from the first heaven on earth. We don't fight him from the second heaven in the air. We fight him from the third heaven, where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, according to Ephesians, and we get to fight the devil from that realm to this realm. And that's what we do. You got to want it, man. You can't just do this. You got to want it. Do you want him? That's the question. Do you want more of him? Now, I feel like I need to do this before I go to some announcements, and that is that if anybody watching does not know Jesus and has not given their life to the Lord, this is your opportunity. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I decree right now, and I bow to your lordship. You are Lord of my life, of everything. And I believe that God raised you from the dead. Forgive my sins. I want to be a new man in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that, go ahead and put a message in there. Go ahead and send me an email, tomandsarahministries@gmail.com. We have some follow-up stuff we want to give you. All right, so this book, Christ the Healer, get it. You can listen to The Gate Radio. My friend George Flores has that. TheGate.org. TheGateRadio.org. TheGateRadio.org. And you can watch. But this book, Christ the Healer, and that's written by F.F. Bosworth. Let me get my glasses. That's written by F.F. Bosworth. There's another man, W.C. Stevens. I'm going to see where you can get this book. But it's called Jesus, Our Healer by W.C. Stevens. Okay? Jesus, Our Healer, W.C. Stevens. Christ the Healer, F.F. Bosworth. Get those books, and I encourage you to do that. Also, get my books. I use them as witnessing tools. I also use them, like I was going to buy a car, and I gave them, I gave my salesperson this book. You know, you can use them to give away if you want to. $25 gets you both books, and that includes shipping and handling. From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. It also has resources on how to get your soul healthy. And then also SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God. And the miracle about these books is the fact that I couldn't comprehend what I was reading whenever I read. It usually took me 4 or 5 times to read something. I read Bill Johnson's book, When Heaven Invades Earth, 14 times before I got it. Well, one day in 2015, June 30th, I felt this crust break over my body and honey and oil flowing over it. I felt this as a whole testimony. Maybe I'll share it sometime. And all of a sudden, the connectors in my brain went, and I started reading, started going after it, and I was able to write these books. Praise God. All right, guys. Also, if you want to have personalized prayer for healing, come to Fairbanks. For a small fee, you can stay at the place that is here. We have a place for you, and it'll include your room and your board for the 3 days that you're here, and you can do that, and you'll also get personalized prayer and training on how to pray for the sick as well. And so we'll feed you, and you'll get sleep, and then you'll have people praying over you during the day. Okay, and then also starting Friday on a weekly basis, Friday at 6 p.m., we're having an outreach. And this outreach is for the community of Fairbanks. If you're in Fairbanks and you want to come, 6 o'clock, you can come to eat. 7 o'clock, we start the live. Or 5:30, you can come and we'll get some food for you. You can fellowship. And then at 7 o'clock, the meeting will start live on Facebook, and we're going to have worship, we're going to have the word, and we're going to start seeing miracles happen in Fairbanks. I'm starting a hashtag. It's called Revival Fairbanks. Follow that. If you're in Fairbanks and you have a testimony, feel free to do that. I'm getting a little long, and I apologize for that, but I just wanted you to know I love you guys. All right, well, that's it for today, and tomorrow we'll pick up Luke chapter 7. All right? Well, God bless you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And for those of you on my podcast, if you'll email me at tomandsarahministries@gmail.com, the first person that emails me will get the 2 books that I wrote for free if you'll do that. And then you can have it for yourself. One's a devotional and one's a book, and then you can do that. You can have it just by sending me an email. Okay. Well, God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.